All right, a little inter-office communication here. We're proud now to welcome in the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin. Coach, says we've been talking hockey, so you're a renowned hockey expert. You've become a fixture down there. You even dragged your famous designer wife, Kia, down there. Are you going to be there tonight?
Unfortunately, I'm on kid detail tonight.
Okay.
I got to run a few kids. Hopefully, I can get to my basement in time to see most of it.
It is exciting, though. I know you really get into that.
It's a great time, man. Great time to be in Pittsburgh, man, supporting those guys, man. We'll be behind them definitely tonight in spirit.
Okay. Well, I know you tweeted out the last couple of games. That's good to hear. Let's get started. I may sneak in a football question on you, but
sure.
I did want to begin with the Man Up Pittsburgh program, which is this Saturday. We talked a lot about it yesterday. It's this Saturday at the Victory Family Church on Route 19 in Cranberry. Mike, let's start. And I know it's hard to believe this is your 11th season, and you've been involved with this thing. If you would explain to folks exactly what Man Up Pittsburgh is.
Yeah, we're 5 years in, and basically we just wanted to come together and spend a day encouraging one another to be the best fathers that we can be, first and foremost, to our kids, but also go beyond that to provide fatherly leadership to those kids that we happen to come in contact with, to embrace the fatherless in our community, and to help those in ministry that do. And so that's what it's about. It's about coming together, encouraging one another, sharpening our swords with one another, if you will, just trying to be the best godly fathers that we can be.
You know, I remember this from last year. I think that we want to make sure that people understand this is not only for dads. This can be for brothers and uncles, and just if you're in the community and there are kids there who need a mentor, sort of like a big brother kind of thing, right? You're welcoming anybody who can have an impact on a youngster.
No question. A lot of fatherless young people get those influences from a lot of places, whether it's members of their community, extended members of their family, and so forth. Anybody has an opportunity to have a positive impact in a young person's life in a fatherly way, and that's what that day is about. Over the years, man, we've had a great turnout from grandfathers and uncles and things, and boy, stepdads. I mean, that's just a really, really important element of it for us.
You know, Mike, obviously everybody would assume that because you're going to be the featured speaker, Clint Hurdle is going to be a speaker, Tunch Ilkin is going to be a speaker, and of course the athletic connection is fairly obvious. But kids, I would think, outside of shared interest in athletics, they need more life coaching as much as they do athletic coaching, right?
No question. I'm just a small part of the itinerary. We have breakout sessions and rap sessions centered around very specific things: father and daughters, father and teenage boys. It's just going to be a great day, and getting a lot of great participation from some of our area's local ministers, and man, really appreciate their involvement with it over the years. Man, they're the men that really kind of make it go. I get an opportunity to attach my name to it, obviously, but just really respectful and appreciative of the efforts of those people.
I want to tell people it is this Saturday, and a lot of people have pre-registered. However, they will accept walk-ons. That'll be at 7:30, and the program begins at 8:30. Mike, just to share your experience, not only with your own three kids, two sons and a little girl, but the players that you get, a lot of them come from homes that there wasn't a father figure. I mean, do you see that, even though the guy's been through college, he's an NFL player now, do you see that in them, and do you see opportunities for what you're suggesting now to utilize that when you get players who have been through that experience as young people?
I think that's one of the critical elements of it, Stan, that drove me to action in terms of working to try to establish what we have. Because, when you work with young people like we do, you see the effects of fatherlessness and those that didn't have positive male influences in their lives. And, I've always been taught and always been of the mindset that, we need to take action and take community action. We're in a great city, Pittsburgh. We got a lot of people that care, a lot of people that have resources. We just need to mobilize and try to make fatherlessness a non-issue in the greater Pittsburgh area.
Okay, you need to go to just go to Man Up Pittsburgh, and you'll see all the information. There's a slight charge, and it is open to anybody who wants to come. Again, you can register 7:30. The program begins at 8:30. Approximately how long does it go, Mike? Does it go through the afternoon?
Yeah, it goes into the middle of the afternoon, you know, probably 3 o'clock, 3:30 or so. But, you know, the day just kind of, I mean, the speakers and the breakout sessions, and there's such a wide variety of things that maybe fit specific needs of people. It's shocking how quickly the day goes.
It is at the Victory Family Church, 21150, Route 19 in Cranberry. Again, registration 7:30. The event begins at 8:30. A couple of football questions. I've already asked you about hockey. I'll leave for Clint Hurdle to the baseball. We're going to get to him a little bit later after last night. But when you have a veteran team, there's some younger people there, obviously, but a veteran team that's been together and a team that went to the AFC Championship game and fancies itself a legit Super Bowl contender, do you approach the OTAs differently because there's always teaching that's going to be done, but, you know, your core group has been together for a while now?
You know, I really make a conscious effort not to assume anything. And, you know, this group has been together, and there's value in that, and I'm sure that we will benefit from it. But it's not something that I plan around. This 12-month process that is team development that really kind of started back in March for us, we respect every element of this process. So we're starting at ground zero. We're building it anew. We're establishing a foundation that's going to be us in 2017. We do have a lot of key components in place from years past, but this will be a new and different group. It'll have its own characteristics and personality, and I just try to respect that element of it in the development process by just starting at ground zero.
You know, Coach, I know you won't know for sure until you put the pads on in Latrobe, but have any of the rookies jumped out at you as being impressive in what they've done thus far?
You know, I've been impressed with their ability to take in information and to display understanding. And really not just one of them, really the vast majority of the guys that have been given an opportunity to work. T.J. Watt is performing at a good level in terms of assignments, as is Juju Smith-Schuster, Cam Sutton. A lot of these guys are really doing a good job in terms of playing assignment football, and it starts there. You know, we put the physicality element in the game when we go to Latrobe. Obviously, there'll be more information to glean from that, but been really impressed with their above-the-net game thus far.
When you get a guy like T.J. Watt, who's only played the position fairly briefly in college, had some good coaching there, do you have to break down what he knows and teach him the technique that you want him to employ as an outside linebacker?
Absolutely, and particularly a guy like him that comes from a scheme that has so many similarities to ours, it could be a double-edged sword. We come into it with the assumption that he is new and knows very little, and we start from ground zero. You know, sometimes their past experience is helpful to them because they can, you know, they can draw parallels between information that's being presented and things that they've learned in the past. But we assume nothing from an install and a teaching standpoint.
And the last thing for you, and this really goes back to the Man Up Pittsburgh and what you're going to be trying to accomplish on Saturday, Martavis Bryant. He's dealing with professionals who deal with his kinds of problems, make a living. How much do you as a head coach get involved in that? Do you speak to him daily, or do you just back away and let the professionals do their job with a guy like him?
You know, I've just been focused on providing the football leadership that he needs. He's been out of football for 12 months. There's a lot of rust to knock off, a lot of catching up to do from a football standpoint. I'm trained in that area. I work hard to stay in my lane. Obviously, we have a personal relationship, and so you have personal interactions and questions, and obviously you care for him in that way. But I leave those things to trained professionals.
All right, well, we appreciate the time, Coach. Again, it is Saturday, this Saturday, June the 10th, and it'll be at the Victory Family Church, Cranberry, Route 19. Get there at 7:30. And again, Coach Tom Lee speaking, Clint Hurdle, Son Chilkin, among many others. It's a terrific program. Best of luck with it, and close the windows in your man cave tonight. If you're like me, because I'll be at the game, and I'm not allowed to cheer there, but when they're on the road, I close all the windows and doors because I don't want the neighbors marching on me for making too much noise.
I might just invite a few over.
Okay, you know? there you go. Yeah, invite my neighbors over. Then I won't have to worry about it.
Always good to be on with you, Stan, man. Good to talk to you, buddy.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks very much. Take care.
You know it. Thank you.
Take care.